So y'all best be ducking fast. Yo, ladies, is you cool with that shit? Look, something on that tip. We recording.
Yeah, we got all that.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome to the Overrated Truth. I am your host, Mahoney Hound. Shup with Shannon. And I would like to just say, hey, and introduce my lovely co-host, starting with Mr. Good Luck.
Hey, what's up about that, ladies?
I would like to also introduce.
Wait, do you remember that episode of Martin?
Yes. Hey, what's up, ladies?
Hey, they know me out there. What's up with that, ladies?
And I would also like to introduce Mama Mahoney's favorite, her little chocolate man.
Oh, that's all.
With the beautiful eyes and a nice smile. If I got to hear that shit one more again.
Come. Ooh.
Lays.
I love.
You better not say ghost or lazy Saint Fat Dick after I said all that about my mama. Now make your intro. Talk to us nice. Go.
AKA Loyalty Lays. Okay. AKA Ladies Love Lays.
Okay.
AKA Lay Up Lays.
Not Lay Up Lays.
Lay Up Lays. Cuddle by Nature Lays.
Cuddle by Nature.
Spoonaholic.
Spoonaholic. I AKA like all of these.
Your mom's favorite.
Oh,
favorite
God.
Podcast host.
Yeah, so,
MILF Nation.
Just when I
bring back the bang bus. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, how were your weekends, your weeks?
Slow, chilling, you know, quarantine, kicking it. Mm-hmm, nothing. Mm-hmm. Bunch of fucking nothing still.
Yeah.
What'd you do, Luck?
How was your recovery time? You didn't hear last show?
I didn't
show?
Hear the first part. Didn't know that part.
I said, no, I said the last show. You didn't listen.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Oh.
You didn't realize somebody sent your comments that you were getting a BBL?
No. Somebody said that in my comments? I didn't see that.
Lays told the listeners last week that that's why you were out.
Oh, no,
you were trying to be an Instagram baddie and a baddie for your wedding, so you
right.
had to go have
posted
a...
like Funk Flex. That's crazy.
Like just pop out with a six pack. Like right. Like what's the nigga name?
And then start shitting on everybody on their fitness journey.
Right. What?
Y'all see me on that bike? Right. Yeah, got me here.
Hold his bike up with one hand like this. Like, what are you doing?
With baby oils.
But anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. I didn't do much. Lay low, hung out with a couple of friends. But that about it. I didn't do much. Real relaxing. You can't really do too much nowadays. It ain't like we can go out and what I would usually do. Me and my lady love to like go to eat and shit like that. But other than that, you really can't do too much of anything.
I remember when I was a member of the palace and I.
That was a time ago.
And I happened to roll up on you guys on your way to lunch, and I just invited myself, and it was beautiful times. It was beautiful times. I miss those times.
First of all, the roll up to go. Crashed their lunch.
No, we seen her in traffic. That was funny.
I saw him in traffic, yeah. Right. I was like, who is this in my same car? It's my family.
I really miss that. Like just going to go eat somewhere.
Yeah.
Sitting down to eat.
Dude, I really miss that. Like, that was our thing to do. Me and Chaz look up, like, new spots to go eat at or little things.
Right.
Even breakfast, whatever kind of spots. And just... go do that. Talk and chill. And then when they take, like, the small things away from us, like, whatever it is. Somebody loves to work out and they close the gyms. They're going to be sick without the gym.
Bruh,
man.
I was just telling the homie. I was like, man, as much as I want Highland Reds, I can't even use Luck Plug to...
Right. Can't even pull up on a pull-up.
And they do orders and all that, but this is a long way from downtown. I don't know. I'm just going to run. I don't even know. Well, it's a 10-mile radius, though, right? I'm not sure. But, you know, Postmates and stuff like that be trying to. But shout out to Highland Raise anyway, go, man. I haven't had Highland Raise in a while because I would do the Postmates and stuff also, but it's nothing like
fresh.
Walking up, man. It's nothing like walking up and that experience of being in there. That shit's a different experience. I'm glad we got to go do that too, because that was super dope.
That was super lit.
That popped up.
It was lit.
That popped up on one of my like memories. And I was
because
like,
everybody was looking at us like, "Who the fuck are these people? And why are they so lit?" And I was like, "Because I just know that. That's it. Like, it's the plan." And since I brought up my mama, let me just take this time out to say, Mommy, I've never before told you that you were a fibber, but you fibbed. For real. You said outside wasn't going nowhere. It's gone.
That shit
goes. It's gone, Mommy. Gone. It's not here anymore. You told a story.
We live in a zombie apocalypse, but no zombies.
Man, wait on it. Wait on it. Also in some news that is going on right now,
Breaking news as we speak,
Trump has been impeached for the second time.
Now, for the people who don't, who's going to spell impeached, I-N-peached.
Yeah, it's not impeached. It's impeached.
Not E-M either.
Somebody say impeached?
Yeah, somebody I've seen will. a lot of people say impeached. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but okay, maybe that's hilarious. Maybe that's not a good thing, too.
Have you ever had it in apples? Oh, my God. It's bomb.
You know what? I try to take life serious when we record this show, and I just can't. And I just want to let y'all know that 197 Republicans voted nay on the impeachment. 222 Democrats said, yeah, get him the fuck up out of here. And 10 Republicans was like, yeah, we not with this shit neither. And whoever you five motherfuckers that are that didn't, excuse me, four that didn't vote, whatever, y'all some punks. Right, it doesn't matter, but y'all some punks too.
Doesn't pick a side.
But go ahead.
No, go. We're in the same program.
No, I was going to say, so basically what that means is now if they want to move forward with him going to meet his day in court, they will do that. He has been suspended, which means he cannot make any decisions, which it's only like what, 6 days of him left in office anyway. And all the perks that you get when you're a president and you know you leave honorably and you actually make a difference, like you get your library, your highway, your pension, your all of that. Yeah, you get nothing. No shrimp, no ribs, no fried rice, no champagne. You get nothing. And I've got to say, oh well.
Fuck it.
Yeah. I'm still confused by a lot of impeachment process. Like, really, what happens after that? But him not being impeached would suck. I do know that.
And he can't run in 2024, so he can stop that.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the part I've been asking too. Like I've asked here, obviously, I asked Mahoney a gang of times. Like I never understood the impeachment process because I knew he was impeached before already, so I didn't understand what was the like what happens next because he was impeached and got to still be the president. So I don't understand the process in that, but what is good to see is that so many people voted to impeach him, even the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach him also, because that was just pure ridiculous. And you know, I think you will pay for your crimes. You know what I mean? Like these are what they call high crimes.
Very high.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, we've seen treason on a number of occasions. We watched them incite many different riots and situations and lie and basically do all these things. And you know, you just, your day has to come. And, you know, and I don't want you to be protected by the government after your presidency either. I want you to fall victim to all the things you've done. You know what I mean? Not fall victim. I want you to fall basically. For all the crimes you've done and be responsible for the things you got coming up next. Because once you're out of here, this one is really going to get bad for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you are still protected by the government, even as of right now. Well, I'm not sure about when the way the impeachment go down. But once you're out of here, you know, I want you to fend for yourself. be the tough guy, the big shit talker you were, and be and with your Proud Boys or whoever you got that follow you and support you, let them be the ones who protect you.
And they won't.
You know what I mean? And
they
then
get fucked up too.
And you know, and you got to deal with, and you got to deal with outside this nation. Like, yes, the American nation has spoken, but globally, you've been offensive, you've been an asshole, an idiot. So I want you to deal with that too. You got warrants for your arrest coming from other nations.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So you got to
really
deal with that.
He legit has trumped up charges.
Hilarious.
Boom.
That was a good one. That was great.
And while we're on the subject of Trumpies, I just want to say to all of you insurrectionists.
Ooh, she passed.
That's are now finally being recognized as the fucking terrorists that you are.
Yeah. Insurrectionist, terrorists that you are, exactly.
Welcome to real oppression now. You guys cried so hard. Oh, we're the most oppressed people. And da, 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 da. Now y'all getting a dose of what that shit really feels like.
And just a dose, to be clear.
Just a dose. It's just a tiny little dose. And when I say my new favorite thing on Instagram, social media, everything is watching you motherfuckers get pulled off planes. When I tell you it delights my black ass life to hear y'all cry and I can't believe this is happening to me. I can. And I've got to say thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, if you line up with that bullshit. See, look, it's crazy because us being black and speaking from our experiences, we've dealt with this. We're familiar to this all too much, where
we're used to it,
where we grouped up with every if I'm grouped up with every black man, every black person that's even has air and breathe on this earth, right? And so if you are one of the Trumpers who you wasn't necessarily rushing the Capitol, but right, you were maybe in D.C.
Right.
You maybe was at the rally.
Y'all was taking pictures.
Yeah, so and you may have not been the one that did anything at the Capitol, but fend for yourself. You stood with them, so you get what they get. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying if it's right or wrong. I know rushing the Capitol ain't right. I know people dying that day wasn't right
at all.
I know to storm the Capitol like that is in the highest of crimes of this nation, and you all should be convicted to the fullest of its capability of the laws. You know what I mean? And hopefully you will suffer. And with great, and as Mahoney said, it's a tad bit,
just a middle leader
of what maybe what oppression looks like a little bit, inkling of a bit, because with what y'all did, that was the utmost privilege. Mm-hmm. It was privilege at its highest form. Mm-hmm. Of what y'all did and how y'all got that and how that happened, how that played out. That was privilege and really on some real shit. Being on a no fly zone is one thing, but let's just say if we was on a no fly zone, I think they would have handled us differently then also.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got handled better than we would have got handled on a no-fly zone. You know what I mean? Coming through there. So fuck y'all. Really? On some real shit. I mean, it is
right.
The way it is.
Y'all looking for sympathy from the wrong people. And what's unfortunate is, you know, that attack on the Capitol was one thing. But we all know that their aggression has to come in other forms, and it will. So I'll just say this to black people. Keep your head on a fucking swivel, because one thing we have all learned is shit got to get worse before it get better.
And there's been rumors. There's been rumors of it's not over. A civil war, a race riot. I'm talking about very recent.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Very recent. And I'm not trying to say this to like Mahoney said, keep our head on the swivel. Like we've been doing our whole entire lives,
but be even more alert. And please do not fall into, because what's going to start happening is they're going to start gaslighting us and looking for reasons to fucking go crazy. Please, black people, as much as possible, maintain your composure. I know we sick of that shit, but just be strong.
Yeah,
it ain't nothing that we not used to. Luck just said, we know what this is. So
yeah, for sure.
Here we are. Round two. Fight.
Stay home.
Right.
Stay home.
Right, really. We ain't supposed to be outside nowhere right now, God damn it.
We said this last week. Let's use our superpower.
Right. Minding our own fucking business. Because really, this don't have nothing to do with us. This is America and their chickens coming home to roost. They have to pay for what they have done to this country and the people that are here, i.e. us, Native Americans, Latinos. And this is what I don't understand. Now that I done brought it up to Latinos, let me just tell you something. Some of y'all got the game messed up. Walking with them and being a proud boy and all of that. Do you know that they don't give a fuck about you neither?
They don't know. And it's the same thing for, like, I've seen a couple of videos with black men walking there or being around and going for Trump and being in the crowd looking crazy, looking like people you wouldn't hang with. They like the people that, like, no blacks hung with them, so they hung with everybody else. Like, you know what I mean? Like the days
look at, here, Tad.
Weird ass table at school, the one where dude be spitting all the time.
With your toe up, fades. Weird. If you got a good haircut, you would feel better about yourself, exactly. And life would be better. God damn.
So, you definitely get some of them, but, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody got to deal with the consequences of being in line with such a horrible movement, a terrible idea, and just a racist, I'm just saying what it is, a very racist movement. And you know, your day is coming. I would say your day has come, but I've yet to see. Your day is coming. A lot of people got arrested
it's on
for that.
Its way.
They got a lot of people from that stormed the Capitol. A lot of people are facing years, 11 years and 15 years for different high crimes and federal crimes of storming the Capitol. But we have yet to see. You know, this country has, you know, pat us on our pissed on us and told us it was rain before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll just wait and see what's going on with this.
And that's all we.
But
do.
To end on a light note, Trump has been impeached. That's it. That's a good thing.
What do you think he's saying? Like, he can't say shit, right? He can't come out and say anything.
He probably lying right now. He probably think that vote's not real.
No. Right.
Right now, he probably thinking like recount and
right. Yeah, no, that's not how any of this works.
They stole an impeachment from him. Like,
they stole.
But really, what needs to happen? Then I'm gonna leave this whole thing and we get on to some way lighter stuff
it's
after that.
Go ahead.
Is that? I really think we need to change the process of running for a political office, and you should at the very fucking least, had to have passed U.S. history and
or at least held a government job some kind
or
of
at least had some type of I mean kind of motherfucking something goddamn background. To get a good job at to be a manager at McDonald's something, you low-key need a degree so I mean can we
man
I'm just saying like hey, you should know the difference between the House and the Senate and the different forms of government and checks and balances and all of that. Somebody should have been like, you know what,
it shouldn't be like, because that was a popularity, and now we don't want to stay on this too long, but that was a big popularity thing.
Mm-hmm.
And government should step in and say, no, we're not voting him.
Yeah.
We're not putting him in the running, or her. We're not doing that.
Right.
They have no experience. We have, no, this is supposedly, I heard them repeat it numerous times
today
on the impeachment case. No matter how I've been feeling, and me and my people have been feeling this, and this country's history, that this is the greatest nation in the world.
Full of shit.
100 different times by different Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
This impeachment thing. So, anyway, yeah, man. I'm just sick of all this. And I just hope he gets what he got coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? Straight
you
up.
You get everything. So, anyway, aside from that, my boo, Jasmine Sullivan, came out with an amazing body of work. I love it. It's called Hotels, H-A-U-X, Tales.
Hotels, like the one that
sleep in.
Let's be.
And I love it, but I am starting to see a lot of backlash from a lot of men, like being so upset about a woman owning her sexuality. And in recent times, I've seen it, you know, with WAP and things like that. And people are like, oh, how Cardi B has a daughter and how. And I just want to know, asking my two male counterparts, what is the issue with men and women owning their sexuality? Because even on Jasmine Sullivan, on Jasmine Sullivan's CD on this new LP. She has a bunch of interludes, different hotels. I'm doing quotes, people. And to which one woman brings up a point. She's like, men really do have a problem with, like, they seem to not be able to fathom a woman being a sexual being. Like, and what is that, if you guys can explain or give our listeners some understanding into what that means? Or
I think
what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. It's the way we were raised here in society a lot of times. But first, let me be clear. I don't agree with men doing that.
None of it.
This is why we love them, ladies. Continue.
I think, and another note, hotels is fire.
Another reason why we love
hotels
them.
Hotels is fire. Yeah, I listened to that album on my walks and my runs, and Jasmine's voice is ridiculous. No, like,
I know we call Brandy the freaking vocal Bible, but Jasmine is on your heels, boo boo.
Hold on,
Brandy is the vocal Bible.
No, she is, but I'm like, Jasmine is on her heels though. She looking.
That conversation for like, you go. Nobody wants fades. No, that voice.
She looking. That's all I'm saying.
And I would say her and Ari put on the clinic,
bruh.
On what is on it?
On it.
Put a clinic on it. When it comes to like
the lyrics, the way their voices meshed it, and oh my God. Oh my God.
I've had to send that song to a few people. Practice this what they're saying. There you go.
You know what? There's a look, I'm like, there's another song that was a little problematic at the end, and I was just like, Anderson, what are you saying? I think there was a better way to say this. Like, there was, I was bopping to it, and I was like, wait, what this nigga say? Let me press rewind. Hold on.
Did you just
say them black ass baby? What the fuck? Nigga, you sound a little colorist. This. I need a statement. I need an iOS press release. That's all I'm saying. I was just feeling like, anyway, back to what you were saying.
No, I was saying, you know. I just want to point to that. Also, I thought that was an incredible album and a much needed album. I thought it was a good display. And I'm going into my point as far as the men and women owning their sexuality and the problems that some men may have with that. I thought that the album was put together well. I thought it was a great concept piece. Also, and I thought that it was. I wrote a little something on Instagram about it. How it was like. It was art for sure, but it was like insecurities. Mm-hmm. It was like fears, but it was like fantasies and like strong ways to own your sexuality also. It was, you know, it was all those things in one. I thought that's what made it honest. Mm-hmm. Like, it gave real, like, thoughts to, like, and as far as the women speaking, it gave a real honest way of how they look at certain things or the way they may get down sometimes sexually. This is really how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like the one, I forgot who it was. I don't know, disrespect to her, me and her name, but she was speaking on, I forgot who said it, how she feel like she using what she got. Like, she said, I feel like sometimes that's all I got. And it mm-hmm. works. And so I'm using what I got to, like, whether you like that or not, there's women who feel like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying if it's wrong or right. I'm saying that she feels this way. And she's being very honest about this. And a lot of times, I think, and this where I disagree with men stepping in and speaking on that is that men always want to say, not all men either, obviously, because me and ladies are not two of those men, right? But a lot of times men will speak on how what women need to do, should be doing, or should choose to do with their bodies and the way they feel about anything sex-based.
Mm-hmm.
But this country... and the way it was built and created is that's where this shit's come from. Mm-hmm. That women are supposed to be barefoot in the kitchen and the men works and can do shit and cheat and fuck whoever and whatever. And women are supposed to do that. The minute they do it, they're hoes and they don't deserve a husband and all kind of things. You know what I mean? So I never agree with that. And I feel like I always said this, even as a young guy out here in the teens, learning about sex, not knowing shit, making mistakes, doing all these things. When my homegirls would talk to me about sex, about with guys, like the different things like that, I always respected the girl that did had sex or did anything sexual because she wanted to, mm-hmm. not because he wanted to. Mm-hmm. I always thought, even now, me being 40, this was in like my 20s and teens, right? And even now in my 40s now, I'm like, yo, like the way you control somewhat, not all the ways, right? But the way you control the way you feel about things a lot of times is like doing it on your own reconnaissance. The way that when you want to do something, you making a play, you standing tall and saying, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I can deal with the consequences a lot of times of something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with me trying to get in my honey and she coerced me out of some money, some whatever it was. And then I look back like, damn, I'm stupid. I'm attacking my, now I hate women. Mm-hmm. Now I hate women who work in this kind of arena because now I think women do that, right? When a lot of times the phrase, it ain't tricking if you got it, came from a nigga who wasn't tripping.
Right.
Yeah. He just got right. He like, man, I paid her rent. I don't give a fuck. I got it.
So what?
Right. So what?
Like, I got and what's the difference? Look, if I paid her rent, you would call me a sucker. If I bought the kids shoes for football, then I'm a champion. Right? I don't understand the difference in that. I don't understand the difference in like I wanted to. And a lot of times people gotta understand that a lot of those moves don't come from people having sex.
Right.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? We could just have right. a good relationship where it's like, no, like.
It's genuine.
Yeah, I talked to Mahoney about something. She was going through some things, whatever. Nigga, wow. Next, you know, her cash app start ringing off. Because right. I got it, I can do that. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, I don't know. Like, I just got a problem with, it's always, not always. I hate to use the word always because that is, you know, I don't want to say always because
yeah.
you can't, you know. But a lot of times, it's so many men who shit on women who do this. It's funny because we also are the type that are looking at Lori Harvey, right? We was just looking at her on mm-hmm. Instagram, yeah. right? So will men, for the most part, will like lust over Lori Harvey mm-hmm. and look at her, follow her, she fine, all this stuff, whatever, that she dates. She may date these men, and I don't know her personally to know who she actually 100%
never heard that
dated.
Woman talk a day in my life.
Right. One no. time, it was for like an ad on Instagram for some whatever.
I missed that.
For the most part,
I missed that.
So I don't know her personally to know who she's dated, but as far as the rumors go, and maybe shade rumors, different stuff like that, she's been put with certain people. These are like high-profile celebrities.
Entertainers.
Entertainers, yeah. I would say. Right. And two things happen. She's either celebrated by women saying, do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You out here living your life, do your thing. And plus, we all have a tendency to judge differently when it's something we like.
Yep.
Like if, oh, it's Michael B. Jordan? Oh, I like, oh, okay.
Okay then.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's Future? No, I don't fuck with him. So you a hoe now. Like, you know what I mean? So
right.
right. So we get those kind of dynamics of people thinking, you know, but when it comes to like, her being who she, like, you don't know nothing about her sexual life or nothing about anything. But if men will say, oh, she a hoe or she whatever that, I'm like, nigga, you don't know nothing about her.
You don't know anything about her, and she's doing what you're supposed to do as a young person and date.
And what makes you a hoe?
And she's dating in her bracket, and what makes you a hoe? We got to start realizing that we live in a regular, average Joe world. They live in a different world. So she is naturally going to be in the realm with people who are like her, who have the same things going on for themselves, so her dating pool is different from the regular us.
Yeah, Puffy can't meet the girl at Ralph's because Puffy ain't at Ralph's.
He ain't at Ralph's.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right. He ain't at Ralph's. So stop being like, she not giving no regular, and she will not. You know why? She not going to the GS. She's not. Right. Lori Harvey is not at the GS for yes, to meet one yeah. of you niggas.
But then on the flip side of that, if Puffy did date
she's the not girl, at LA Live.
but then Puffy did meet date the girl at Ralph's, then you niggas are judging him. Oh, why he dating the girl?
Then she would be a gold digger.
There you go.
Or no matter what, they'll look at your ex and be like, you downgraded.
Completely. Right.
So people, first of all, we can't live for strangers.
At this all. Is
stop living for strangers. That's one thing. But as far as men go, we got to stop. We have to stop telling. Look, man, look, raise your daughters how you raise your daughters, right? I can't tell them how to raise their kids. Absolutely. You raise your kids how you raise your kids.
Correct.
Just don't put your hands on them. You know, I'm old school. I get it. My hands were put on me.
Yeah.
And it helped me a lot. But we're in 2021, and I'm not here to tell you to put your hands on your kids. I'm not. But raise your kids however you raise your kids. Right. Right?
Sometimes you got to reboot the computer.
Right. Sometimes you got to reboot the computer.
Sometimes you got to hit it three times.
So raise your kids how you raise your kids. Raise your daughter how you raise your daughters. But when it comes to women who are grown women, living their lives, being happy, being successful, just full out, just being super dope, beautiful black women, let them be. Because these women, you know, it's crazy. These women don't worry about you so much.
A lot of times,
that's the thing. They don't worry about y'all so much. They don't. And I know we have this, men had this bravado kind of macho machismo thing where we think everything is about us, the world.
Low-key black mama's faults, but we'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, we think the world revolves around us, but they don't think about us as much. And men have written laws around the sexuality of women. I was just reading, I seen a meme the other day. I forgot who posted it. I don't know if it was a celebrity or a friend of mine, whatever, but somebody posted it. It was like a little African girl, and she had, it was like they were doing like that little procedure where they close her vagina. I forgot the name of the procedure. I need to get the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And because
vaginal mutilation.
Yeah, but it's another name for it, but it leaves a little hole open for like periods in urination for you to pee. And that's it though. what's crazy, what they do is they do the procedure, like basically sew you up, not in the hospital, like just sew you up, and they wrap the girl's legs around, and then she has to stay like that for like a long time so it can heal. There's a little hole left for you to, like I said, pee in, period. And then the only time that hole opens up is when your husband takes, you know, basically mounts you through marriage or whatever, which I can't imagine the pain from the procedure already.
Then him entering you, it's not even natural.
And then you're supposed to just have babies for him, and he rips you apart and just have babies and be like, you know, it's crazy. And that men been doing this shit, not that procedure per se, but just telling women what to do their whole lives with their body, whether it's sexual, and it's just ridiculous. And that needs to change.
So we are the Red Truth Podcast, and we do rewrite the rules of the world one episode at a time. And that is one of the things we got to stop doing. We have to stop judging women. And you bitch ass niggas have to stop living these foul ass fucking lives. Oh, you say one thing and then you want the other. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want a freak. I want her to do this and do that. But then you saying, nigga, if she has sex with more than four niggas, you don't want her.
These unrealistic rules. These ridiculous rules.
Like, it's like men want virgin whores. And I don't understand how you get that.
Exactly.
How?
Ridiculous.
Like, if she slept with more than four niggas, she a hoe. Like, what, bro? Like,
I'm 50.
But let me tell you too. What? I think one thing to change that is men, us cats like me and Lays, and men that think and more like us as far as that situation is that we have to be examples for the men that's around us.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
We can't leave that responsibility up to women to tell men how they should be when they are who they are. In front of their friends and other people, their family, and nobody tells them shit. So now they think a quote unquote girl or a woman is just being a woman when he's not being scolded for his actions outside of that.
Exactly.
You know, it's like myself, who I am, like you know, I'm a reformed piece of shit, right? And but I'm a faithful black man.
Yeah.
That's just who I am. Brother. I can speak that loudly. This is what I am. So I'm the type that you can't do fuck shit around me.
Right.
I'm not finna be nowhere with you and you cheating on your lady or your wife. I don't stand for that. I'm not doing none of that.
So that backslides you on a piece of shit.
Yeah, it makes me birds of a feather. And I don't want to be birds of a feather.
Correct.
That's why I be surrounded by men who don't indulge. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I said I kicked it over this weekend with some of my friends. These are a circle full of people. Most of them are married. Well, I think three of them are two are married. Me and Chaz are going to get married, and then we got one one that's like a couple.
Uh-huh.
But we none of us with none of that.
Right.
We not with none of that. We absolutely love and adore our women. We respect Black women and women in general.
Right.
To the highest regard, and we do not play. We like they those two guys couldn't wait to get married. And that's how I feel now about my queen, Chaz. Like, I can't wait to get married because I want to be an example of a faithful Black, loyal Black man now. Mm-hmm. Because they aren't being celebrated and they aren't being talked about. So I think if we set the tone, the example of, like, how to treat women. Like, first of all, we're grown men. Should not be a topic.
It should not be a topic. And what boggles my mind is I always try to go back and be like, when did this happen? Because when I was younger, coming up, the men that were above me, like, you tell them men not to do something for their woman, they look at you crazy. Like, that's my woman. Yeah. Like, what the fuck you mean? I'm messing her hair up. Let me get her hair fixed. Mm. Or I want your woman is supposed to be a reflection of you. So if she out here looking raggedy, that says something about you as a man. Yeah. That's what I was taught. Like,
people got to stop living for strangers.
What's so crazy is y'all out here living for these people on the internet and they not doing half the shit they say they doing.
And they don't know you. And you don't know them.
They don't know you.
You out here looking for fucking credit. You out here looking for credibility from motherfuckers who don't know you. You'll never know and all this other cool shit. It's like, bro.
They don't know you. They know what you choose to post on an app.
Yeah. That's it. I would rather be the dude that I would rather be the homie who my guy friends don't want around because I end up being the irritating, like, hey, what you doing?
You're the voice of reason.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, if I'm the voice of reason, if on that front, like, especially when it comes to our women, like, I'd rather you hate me for that and me not be around. Or don't invite Luck because he a hater. Like, I ain't a hater, nigga. I just love your one. I love your woman and what y'all got.
And you're a piece of shit.
That is way better than what you're trying to do.
We champion pieces of shit and shit.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We champion pieces of shit and we downplay. Yeah, I'm not with that.
And laugh and so quick to be on the right side of wrong. And I just don't understand. Like, in the past year going back, like, I've been so disappointed in a lot of Black men because of the way you guys treat us, and all we want to do is have your back. And when we start fussing at y'all, it's because y'all are slipping, and we want you to be accountable for your slip.
And with that, you know, I'll tell my friends, and I tell these niggas all the time, y'all are afraid of strong Black women because you are bitch ass niggas. You niggas aren't strong Black men. So a lot of niggas who, oh, I don't want a strong Black woman, da 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 da, it's because you're not a strong Black man yourself. So you can't handle a woman who's trying to be there for you, champion you, because you're physically not prepared for that. You're mentally not prepared for that either.
And what's crazy is idiots who feel that way don't understand that's actually what you need.
Thank you.
Like, to when you walk out the house in this world today, like, no, you need a strong Black woman. You don't know how much you need that balance in your life. You have no clue. And you just keep shitting on her and shitting on her, but you arrive for these bum ass niggas out here that you call your boys, who will fuck your girl, lie to your mama, steal
set
from
you up
if
you
to leave
get
money,
you killed,
set you up, do all kind of shit, point you out in court. You love them,
love them.
And these bum ass bitches don't.
No, absolutely, for sure. Oh, but no, we're not talking about bum bitches, right? We're talking about the niggas who do this type of shit,
right?
You know what I mean? So if you are that type, you need to change. And if you know that type. And I'm talking to Black men. If you know these type of guys, you need to say something.
Step the fuck up. Yeah.
Step up and say something. Don't be if your boy know if this one dude know that when y'all hang, y'all loyal to y'all women, y'all respect y'all women, and they know that we speak highly on our women, then he'll be most likely not on that bullshit when he come around, and maybe when he leave there, it'll trickle in his life when he's not around y'all.
Right.
Maybe he see, like, you know what? I want to be like that with my woman. I want to be how they are with they women because that's dope. What I'm learning, man, in quote-unquote music, movies, social media, following these memes, people will follow these memes right to the graveyard.
Right to the goddamn grave. And let me just say this. Just like black men need strong women, we need strong black men too. And it's nothing like being covered by a strong black man. I've been blessed. You know, I've said it before on the show. I didn't really have a strong relationship with my father, but I never lacked that male influence in my life because I've had amazing uncles who took care of me like I was their own. I've been blessed with two godfathers that were amazing, one in Trevor Graham, one in my godfather who passed away. But I've just been like covered by love with my friend, with my male friend relationships. Like I've just been so blessed to have strong examples of black men in my life. And when I tell you, when those men feed into you, it makes you want to be good for them.
Sure.
And it's like a give and take. We're out here fighting each other when we don't realize how much further in life we could be if we just loved on each other and bred real life into each other and be like, hey, you fucking up. Because there have been times when, you know, my male friends have been like, see, no, you set yourself up for that shit. And that's why you are where you are. And I've been like, okay, I could see that. I can see that. And there have been times when I've been like, come on, man. Like, y'all do better. And there have been times when I've gotten in trouble with them for shit I didn't even know they were doing just because we were friends. And that's fine, too. But it's such a gift in that relationship, even on a platonic level, on a love level, on a family level. It's just so much power in that. And I'll be happy when we're starting to see a second renaissance, if you ask me, of if you look in black love and black culture and our communities and what we're doing for one another and each other. And this is just, I think it's great. What the hell is going on?
I was like,
sorry, we're watching CNN on mute and we just saw a whole bunch of, okay, military people go inside Capitol Hill, but maybe it's for protection. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say that. And then in short too, with saying that, I saw a quick little blurb of Cardi B singing WAP, and it'll bring it full circle. And you know, her daughter Culture walked into the room and she turned it off. And there was a black woman who was like, oh, so WAP is okay for you to play in front of your daughter. Is not cool for you to play in front of your daughters, but you make the music for us. And to this I say, how fucking stupid can you be?
Obviously, there's no bounds.
Like, how stupid can you be? Of course she didn't make that for her child or anybody else's child. These people make entertainment, music, movies, whatever, for adults. It is your job as a parent to be a parent to your child. Stop looking for these folks to raise your kids.
And it's the same way that you wouldn't take your child to see the movie that was rated R, NC-17, because you know that movie wasn't made for them. But that explicit, that's parents, explicit E, on the song, your parents' advisory, mm-hmm. or that explicit E on that, or when you go to Apple or whatever you go to, that means the same thing. This is not for them. It means the same exact thing. So Cardi B didn't say, I made this for the kids. She just didn't.
Right.
She made that for people who love and like cats like myself. She made that for me, actually, directly. She made it for me, really. But she made that for...
I can't.
She made that for, adults. So yeah, that she didn't... Hello? That's insane when
that's
people
so
do shit
insane
like that.
Because Lil' Kim Hardcore was definitely not for me when I was in ninth grade in high school. Yeah. And my mother promptly said, did she say I used to be scared of dick?
Yeah.
Give me that CD. Yeah,
my mom never found the Lil' Kim cover.
You had it behind your door?
Come on,
like,
man.
Under
the bed. It wasn't even under the bed. It was under the bed and taped to the bottom.
Right.
You couldn't even see it if you went there. If you looked in the bed, you couldn't find it.
Thought that shit was in the bottom of your spotting.
Right. Like, oh, my God. My cousin had that on the back of his door under things. And when he would pass it, he would, like, rub the crotch part. Oh, like, he sick. Could smell it. He would be like, bye,
yeah, that wasn't for us.
Right, and that definitely wasn't for us. And I bought that CD three times because each time my mom took it, the third time she was like, this is just a battle I lost. She won this battle. I'm not going to keep doing this with you. But it's just like, what the hell is going on with y'all?
People just got something to say. I think, it's being on social media, it's the gift and the curse, right? You can become entrepreneurs on social media. You can make a living. You can get rich on social media. Yeah. You can become famous. You can help millions of people by, being a speaker and pouring into people, inspiring people, motivating people. So it's just this gift and a curse thing where, once you're on there, now people have a little look into your life. Now whether that look is authentic or not, that's on you. That's what you decide to show. But
it's all perception.
It's all perception, right? But the minute you log on, start putting pictures and videos up, or start talking, then you have given the people permission to speak on what you got going on.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So once you do that, it is what it is. But you got to be stronger. You got to be stronger. You got to be strong to hold that position, because if you let them, they will tear you apart.
Definitely right.
They will tear you apart. And so when it came to the Cardi B thing, I totally understood that. She didn't make that for her daughter. She didn't make that for culture.
She didn't make that for no fucking...
No kids. So no she child. Turned it off. Like, and that's what you should do when your daughter run in the room, or when y'all making them videos, dancing, and your daughter or your son walk in the room and y'all let the shit still play and y'all twerk with your kids and all that shit like that.
Turn it the fuck off.
You should have more of a problem with them. And Cardi B should actually be respected for that. Like, she turned it off because it wasn't for her. I made this for adults. I didn't make this for kids. And so it is what it is.
And it's funny, like, me and my friend were having a conversation, and we were talking about kind of like the same thing. It was like, dude, when we walked in, like, our parents' room and shit, like, yeah, the music was different. We weren't listening as hard, but the music these days is more catchy. You know what I'm saying? So, we weren't thinking about fucking You Dropped a Bomb on Me and all the Charlie Wilson songs and all the old school songs back then that had different meanings. They kind of hit the shit, which we don't do anymore. But that's just some of the shit, man. Like, turn the songs off. Play a different song. Like,
right.
You know your kids around. Why are you listening to WAP anyway? You have AirPods. Put it in your ears where they can't hear it. Like, that type of shit.
Yeah, it's just I see it happen all the time. You put something on the internet and people kill you for it. They killed Carrie Hilson for... Was it Carrie Hilson? I think it was Carrie Hilson.
She said something. I didn't see what she
said. About censorship, Donald Trump and censorship, how dangerous that is. And people, the shade room, people in the comments scolded her about it, about, no, Trump need to. They didn't understand what she was saying. And what's crazy was she specifically said in the first message, this ain't about Trump. Let me be clear. I don't fuck with Trump. Like, she said this ain't about Trump in the first message. I hate to be bouncing around, but kind of like the same thing as far as social media goes. But
you read and see what you want to see.
Yeah, you read and see what you want to see. She gave you context, and you ignored the context because of your disdain for Trump.
Exactly.
And so it's just one of them things, man. You gotta have a tough skin to on the internet. If you hear your Mahoney in the background, she's handling business because she's a powerhouse. Yep. And a hustler.
20,000 National Guard troops expected for inauguration.
Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah, breaking news. We watching breaking news. Me and Lays. 20,000 National Guard troops expected for inauguration.
Damn.
They expected some BS.
They should just do it on Zoom and call it a day. Like,
let me ask you, Lays. I want to get into this. Mahoney had this topic down.
Yeah.
There was a meme she saw of a guy who said one a strong woman is a sign of homosexuality. I forgot what the other thing he said. He said wanting a strong woman is a sign of homosexuality. He also said any masculine man wants a submissive woman. Can you speak to that?
Again, here we go. This shit is made by you bitch ass niggas. Ooh, you niggas, man, I be tired of you niggas. Like, y'all say shit on the internet and put all this shit on the internet for shits and giggles, and this is how you niggas is living. But people,
or you believe it. Or
you believe this shit, and 9 times out of 10, you believe this stupid ass shit. So here we go. You passing this bullshit along. What did he say? The fucking strong black woman, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, you feel like that because...
Well, he didn't say strong black. I don't want to misquote him.
Okay, what's the quote?
He didn't say strong black. He said, wanting a strong woman is a sign of homosexuality.
No.
Any masculine man wants a submissive woman. So he spoke for masculine man and said, if a masculine man wants a strong woman, then he's a homosexual. He's gay.
No, you're just a bitch-ass nigga who's weak and you want a fucking doormat for a woman. Why would you want that? That's exactly what you want. A doormat for a woman.
Well, let me say this though. Submissive does not mean disagreeing.
Right.
Submissive don't necessarily mean being a doormat, right? But when he spoke to it
in that context,
you know, in his context, right? To your point, but I want to be clear with the people.
Yeah.
I don't feel like a submissive woman is a doormat. I don't feel like that. I feel like we all have roles and we all choose the different roles we want.
Correct.
If that's a role you choose to be submissive to your man, handle your motherfucking business.
Do your thing.
Right. But I don't believe that being a submissive woman is being a doormat. But in context of how he's saying it,
right,
he doesn't surprise me as the type that thinks that would want a fucking doormat.
Right.
He would be the type to probably try to check his woman, disrespect her, and just want somebody who's going to yes, yes, yes all damn day. And that's just what it is. Because that's a very ignorant, very silly thought on what he displayed. I just want to be clear on that with that one part.
But back, you niggas be wanting, what my homie you called? You said
virgin whores.
You want virgin whores. You want virgin whores. You niggas want virgin whores and you want yes woman. No, you need a woman to put you in your fucking place at a time. You need a woman who's going to stand by your side and tell you that's fucking wrong. That's stupid.
Annoying. Yes woman and a yes man is
who
annoying.
Wants that? Right. Who wants that? That look, I'm like okay, I'm so pressed to say something. Like, it's nice to have somebody be like, oh, that's good, babe, that's great, babe, but after a while you need somebody to be like,
hey, my nigga,
nah, yeah. This is what I say when I'm in relationships. I'm like, we are a united front when we're out in public. I get that. But I reserve the right to tell you where you fucked up in private.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Like, and I'm always going to be like, that wasn't the right thing to do.
Sure.
Like, or you should have said this, or I want somebody to be like, hey, look, no, we're not fucking getting that. We have a goal. We're trying to do X, Y, and Z. This ain't in line with that.
Right.
So, like, if I'm wrong, check me. And it's a way to check somebody without it emasculating them or making a woman feel low and diminishing who she is. And there are ways to talk to people, and you just got to find a healthy balance.
Well, here's the thing too, is that it's a couple of things he's doing. Yes, he's an idiot. I got that. But he's saying a masculine man, he's speaking for masculine men. I'm a masculine man.
I
don't want no goddamn doormat
at all.
You know what I mean? That's what I feel like that's what he's saying.
That's it. Exactly.
Yes, he says submissive woman, but I don't want to line up what he feels dismissive with what I feel. I'm sorry, submissive, and what I feel submissive. I don't want to line up nothing with him. What it's saying.
His messages.
Yeah. What his message is. But he's also saying that. See, this is what we do a lot of times in the black community. Also, men in general, though, I would say men in general, the first thing they do to try to hurt you the worst is try to, like you said, emasculate you, right? First thing they want to do is call you gay, right?
Right.
I don't believe a couple of things, and I want to be very clear here. I don't believe being gay makes you weak. First of all, let me just say that.
It really does not.
So for you to say a man wanting a strong woman, this is crazy. If a man wants a strong woman, he's a homosexual. But if he's a homosexual, a man just wants a man. I'm talking about a guy who's a homosexual.
Right.
He wants a man. Why do he want? What does a strong woman got to do for him? With him,
nothing.
So you can tell when an ignorant mind is speaking.
Nothing.
It has nothing to do with that. So like, what makes him homosexual? And you're saying it as he's weak. Just because someone may be gay does not make them weak. I just don't like that narrative either. It's like that don't make him less of a man because he's gay.
Because you don't. The man doesn't. Yeah.
And my radar on what I think strong is don't stop at like fighting, because I know usually what people say is a gay dude to beat your ass. Yes, that's a fact. Whoop your ass. You knowing how to fight or not has no bearing on your sexual preference
at all.
You live your life.
Zero.
At all.
Zero.
So I want to denounce that also. Like, it's ignorant in so many levels. Like, I want my Chaz is a very strong woman. Like Word. Watching her be a black mom alone. Now I don't mean like she's alone or her she got to do it on her own. I'm not saying that. I mean like just watching her be a black mom out here. Been with her for 10 years and watching her do that, amazing. First of all, I watched my mother do it. I watched my grandmother do it. Fucking superpower. They're superheroes.
Man.
Right? So watching her do that is already a thing. And then how she has held me down and consoled me and been there for me when I'm at my lowest, most darkest place, just like balled up, like done with all kind of things. And then how she held me down in that or brought me back up or brought me back to being like the strong man I think I am, right? And she believes me to be, like, that shit takes strength. That's not a weak woman.
A superhero in the flesh. Even you know what I'm saying? Worse, she's the best.
Dude, nigga. That's what it is. So I don't understand why men, not this type of man, not all men, especially not all black men, I don't understand where they get this bullshit from. Like, what made you say that? What makes you think that in your head?
I've heard some. When I tell you working in a barbershop has been twofold, because I've heard some of the dumbest shit sprouted out of black men's mouth, and I'm like, what? Like, I heard a black man say, nah, fuck that. I heard this nigga say, he gonna say, this is the reason why I don't talk to you black women, because y'all gotta go to bed with a bonnet on your head. Nigga, you grew up in a black household with a black mama with black sisters. You know what it is when I put a scarf on at night. Stop acting like First you don't all, know.
Your mama had rollers. So that's
your mama had the big, giant pink rollers with a scarf on, and be lucky if she didn't drive your ass to the grocery store so you could go in there, because I'm not getting out with my hair looking like this.
First of all, she made breakfast in the same shit. Like
in that raggly ass scarf, in that raggly ass robe, and you ate that food.
And what's crazy is another thing, you know, about the bonnet thing, right? First of all, that's a woman thing. That's not a black woman thing.
Thank you.
That's why I hate that narrative too. It's like black women go to bed with that bonnet. First of all, any woman with hair, any person with hair, have you ever went to sleep without anything on your hair? You see what you look like in the morning? If you want to somewhat control that, it's the reason why niggas got wave caps. It's the reason why niggas got.
Nigga, you go to sleep with a wave cap. What's the difference?
Yeah, you controlling your shit. That's what it is.
Right.
It's true. Not, dude, that
you know how
they're
many
not wearing
niggas
that
I've been
it's a hat.
Never mind. Never mind. I was about to get into a Mahoney hotel. You know what I'm saying? Like with they do-rag on, and I went like, oh no, King. I cannot do this with you in this do-rag. Get me out of here.
Yeah, I hate that narrative though. I think that it's a woman thing. And don't make it not only is it a woman thing, it's a woman thing, first of all. So if you ever seen a white woman wake up, an Asian woman wake up, anybody with hair, long hair, you ever watch them wake up, their hair looks crazy. It's the reason why they wear things, to keep it in a certain style. So when they wake up, they don't have to do that much. You let shit down, you unhook things, and then shit fall into place, and it's manageable. More manageable than if you just sleep on it and just got bedhead in the morning, you got to untangle shit and do all kind of shit. But that happens across the board with women in general. Bonnets is not a black woman thing. That's a thing that black women do, just like white women do, just like Asian women do.
Stop. And then, I don't know if y'all want to keep going on this topic, but I'm going to just say this after this. Like, stop making shit that is not just for black women about black women. Black women are not the only women fighting on TV. We are not the only people going out, and we are not the only women who are angry. We are not the only women who are going out in their pajamas and shit like that in public. We are not the only women that tired. Like, stop putting so much on black women. Like, it's late, it's tired, and it's through. Yeah, like, yeah, and that's why we get so fed up, because it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are y'all kidding me? We watch them drag out. I hate that for my industry of work. I have to keep abreast of what's going on with shit I really could care less about. But we watch them drag out.
Your breasts be looking lovely too lately. I just want to say that.
Okay. We watch them drag out a whole fucking fight with two black women on TV, and it's all you guys put. And I hate when black women get to sound as slavey with each other. Oh, you done set the whole black woman rest, 3,000 people, because right. we on TV right. fighting.
But I guess people storm the Capitol. I guess it's all.
But yeah. But the white women on the other franchise of that series, I watched the bitch throw a whole nother white woman across the room one time, and didn't nobody right. say shit. Nobody said you know, shit about it.
You know why, too? Because we have a thing about speaking on things we assume it goes a certain. First of all, it's our black. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but I can explain it. We black people have a thing. Not all, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have a thing where we think white is right and anything else is wrong, right? So we say if you talk proper English, you're talking white. Or if you walk straight without a certain kind of swag or a hip to you, or you walk white. You don't walk like a black dude.
That is so
like,
stupid.
Or if you, I've heard people on Clubhouse say, you know, they don't argue like that in these other rooms, these white rooms. I'm like, I'm here to tell you,
they
yes,
do.
The fuck they do, because I'll be in there.
And they are way disrespectful. Yeah,
I don't follow anybody. Right, because I don't just follow entertainers' rooms. I follow venture capitalists, crypto groups, and all kind of things. And they're in there arguing, going at it, kicking people off the stage and all that. Stop making that a black thing. I hate when people do that. When they say, you know, they don't do. Stop talking about they.
Worry about yourself and what we do. Like this is not indicative to just us.
We done went
other
off
people
on a tangent
do
too.
It. Right. We done went off on a way tangent, it. But shit. Whatever.
Right.
I guess.
But we always did want to pattern this. This podcast after like a real conversation, and that is crazy because that's how it would be in a barbershop. You would literally go through if you were doing a full day in a barbershop. How many topics you think you go through in a full?
We gonna get you.
Can't even count.
First of all, let me tell you how it starts.
This is how the conversation start. We start off with the good mornings. How you doing? And it's the first batch of men that come in, and then we talk about the stuff that did you see what happened last night? It's always some sports conversation. We have the same sports conversation throughout the day with a different cast of characters, i.e. you have the calmer, you know, older people that come in the morning. Then by the afternoon, we start getting into not only sports but conspiracy theories, because that's heavy in the black barbershop, you know, 5G killing us all. And then we get into, by the evening, that's when you have a lot of the younger people
and
come in.
You know, this 5G phone to check the Google.
Right,
that.
Right. Because yeah, we got a 5G is killing everybody. And then we got to get on Google and fact check what the last nigga said. And then the younger people start rolling in. And then it goes from sports to did you hear so-and-so? And then this said, and then somebody come in with that was either hurt by a woman or got a question about a woman or something. And then it turned into the He-Man Woman Haters Club for a little bit. Right. And then they'll be like, oh, but Mahoney, you different. And I'm like, they call me TT. TT, you different.
When that happens, right, if Mahoney's different, you got to understand it's a lot of different women.
A lot. Like,
Mahoney is a representation of a lot of different women.
Right.
Like me and how I think, I'm a representation of a lot of different men. So when people say, black men ain't shit or men ain't shit, I'm like, what? Like,
right.
I'm like, you can't hold me to
all of them.
Yeah, you can't hold me to all of them.
I don't know all these
niggas. Yeah, you can't do that. And you can't, if Mahoney is the one that's different, it's a gang of different women who think like that and move like that and are different. So stop boxing everybody up
that's another thing too. Stop putting everybody in the same box. Everybody ain't in the same box. What I've been learning really in this year and a half of growth and coming into my 40s. When you say it take the breath out of you a little bit.
That's when that thing coming gets seasoned.
That's when it's seasoned, okay? Let me tell you, I look at the corners of couches sometimes to get excited. Like, I think I can rub that just right. Okay, but look. Let me bring it back. You know, I've learned to start extending grace to people. And because before, when you're in your 20s and you're in your 30s, somebody say something, you like, nigga, that's stupid. And you get into an argument. And now as I'm getting growner, I realize that you really have to give people grace.
She did say growner, too.
Groaner, okay?
She said what she said.
Okay? Right. You got to start looking at people like, well, first of all, you don't live my experience.
Get the podium back. Go ahead.
Did they sanitize it?
You don't live my experience. You don't come from my background. And maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about because you didn't have anybody to show you these things, or you've had different life experiences and et cetera and et cetera. Like, okay, so let me learn to deal with you a different way.
I love your house.
Thank you.
This is really nice. Like, when you think, I'm sorry I cut you right in the middle of your store. I'm looking around, I'm like, it's fucking peaceful here. I'll be chilling because I want to get plants. I'm waiting for me and Chaz to move. I cut into your story. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm just looking around.
Fine.
Like, I love the layout. I love how you got the plants there. I love the ceiling fan. It's super
dope. Thank you.
And I really love the color and everything that you. It's a really, really nice apartment, Money.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it took me a long time to get to this piece, and I just wanted my place to be very zenful. Mm-hmm. And when you walk into here, like a fresh, like.
Nice.
Like, really nice. You know, my friend calls me a vibe curator. He's like, one thing about you is you can create a motherfucking vibe. And I'm like, thank you. Now lay down and get fucked. Okay, so.
I'm about to say, I walk in for something. Like, oh, okay,
I want it to be a place where you can feel comfortable taking your drawers off.
When you get close to 40, you talk to him like that. Yeah.
Like I want a dude to walk in here and be like, I could take my socks off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, I can
get
for a minute.
All the way naked.
Wait, first of all, I'm so sorry for cutting you off. Because look where we at now.
And now we're here. And now we're here. No, but I was just going to say real quick, like with the dudes in the barbershop and stuff, like they have put me into some very awkward positions as the only woman in the shop. Like one time they had me rate them from 1 to 10 on their chauvinistic scale.
Are you
and
serious?
I was like, don't want to be here because y'all really
That's
don't want to
know.
And then another time they had a discussion, and this is for real full circle. And we can end it here after that because this will really bring the conversation full circle. These men were in the shop talking about female reproduction and periods, right? So I'm listening to them talk, and I said, that's not true. That's not how it happens. That's not how it works. And one of these Negroes turned to me and said, well, how do you know?
Nigga, what?
You know,
I said, the only person in here with a vagina.
Yeah,
nigga, when your period start, tell me.
I said, you
Wait,
know
was
what?
Was he serious?
He was dead ass. He said, I mean, how do you know? Said I only been bleeding every month since I was
Dude,
9.
What the fuck?
I might be at this point. It's 30 years.
But you know what though? You know it's crazy. And I know.
Damn,
I know it was
time.
Taken how it was taken.
Shit. Look,
but I know how it was taken. I know it was taken how it was taken. But on a more serious note, it's kind of like the gall.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, dude, you just asked a woman. First of all, you asked the only woman around. How does she know how female reproductive system works? The boldness in some men sometimes. that's where most of this conversation comes from. The boldness in, could you imagine?
Nigga.
I couldn't imagine being in a beauty shop and I'm in there waiting with probably with my queen. They tearing men apart talking about how my fucking shit works.
Right. I've never had a penis.
Like you know what I mean? Trying to come with educated or non-educated, I'm sorry. Guesses and theories.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, it's been fun. And now it's time to say goodbye to all our Negro friends. who trying to get on my...
Not me.
Your neighbor?
All the time. They log on to my sound bar one time. I was out of my... I was sleeping. Then I woke up because I heard connecting. I was like, not today. Not today. Not on today. And I was like, oh, they're trying to... connect, that's what it
Rotation.
Is yeah so I think we have the same sound bar or something, so they see it and just
yeah.
The same thing with our speaker over there, we have the same one. One time I logged on to them, thank God I wasn't watching porn. That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, that would've been fucking
that's sick to listen to porn on a sound bar. Anyway, Lays, tell these people where they can find us, please.
xvideos.com/theoverratedtruth. Just kidding.
It's just us rapping.
I was scrolling.
I got my computer out. Let me see what's new.
Let me see what's new on X.
Nothing
at all.
The same 85,000 clips.
Stepmom gets stuck under a bed. Something.
Do they make new porn stars?
Porn stars? No.
No.
The market is too flooded. They do have, but if you go, First of all, why sound so educated all of a sudden on this?
If you go, actually, if right. you compress, like, you about to give us the
formula? They still
have
stars, but the game is so flooded. So it ain't like, you can just go online and see anybody. You see everybody. But it ain't like back in the day where you have to, people only came from the videos.
Right.
From now, videos that being produced.
That's people why we know the same nine names, because it was only nine of them.
People only came from videos both ways.
Both ways. You hear me? We only knew the names because it was only like the same 15 of them. Now it's 83,000. And I'm
half
like.
The scenes was on the box. I'm like, ooh, I want to see. Yeah, right. I want to see Cinnamon Scene. Where's Cinnamon Scene at?
You gotta Kitten. Kitten even.
Don't talk about Kitten, though. Don't you talk about
you know
Kitten.
She went in the bodybuilding or something like that?
I think.
Yeah, she was lifting.
She built my body for so many years.
Ladies, tell the people where they can find us.
She lifts you up. She lets you down.
That would be the net. Oh, my God. Look, the filth
serious?
I've seen from her. Yeah, yeah. With that little raggedy ass. Her and Vivica Fox almost had the same tattoo.
Okay, ain't the Gemini scene?
No, that's not Gemini. I forgot what it is. I forgot what it is too, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. The headstone? That's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Whatever. But we know. Yeah. Anyway, where can they find us?
Instagram, Overrated Truth Pod. Email, OverratedTruthPod@gmail.com. I'm still waiting on Lazy's love letter. Whoever want to be first, hit us up. Twitter, still out of commission, but it's Overrated True Pod, Overrated TRU Pod. Find me on Clubhouse at Lazy B. Get Great. Holla at me. Follow me. This nigga really wouldn't found it. But Snapchat, Lazy B. Get Great. Mahoney, where can they find you?
You can find me. I'm back on, I'm on the Twitters at Bone Mahone. And I am on Clubhouse. Mahoney, you know that. I am on Instagram at THEMAHONEE, and on Snapchats at THEEMAHONEE.
Imagine you.
Wow, it's really kidding.
The nigga who turned her out to bodybuilding. She
Somebody
fucking
do,
the shit out
she's
of
the
nigga.
Amazing. That. Anyway.
Look, where can they find you, brother?
Instagram, definitely that, Instagram, whatever, social media, just, you know, I'm not that big on, you know, with the follower stuff, whatever. You'll see me somewhere. It's my Instagram page, talking shit, lying, doing something, you know, whatever.
Popping shit, lying. That's what I'm about.
Talking
in
shit
the 2021.
Clubhouse and stuff like that, whatever. Yeah, I'm selling invites too. So hit me up.
I'm about to get famous like the rest of these niggas making comments under the Shade Room. So you'll find me under some of your favorites. You know, popping shit, saying silly shit. Because Luck
crazy,
even
that
found
actually
me.
Works.
Right. Luck found me one time and was like, where's your chill? And I said, I left it on the steps
yeah,
with the chick with the backpack. All my chill is in 2020. I really was.
With
and when you pulled me back.
Tales of Las Vegas streets.
You pulled me back. And the year was 2003.
That sounds like a turned up year.
I was a mere 22, living my life in college. I was a mere 23 out here living my life, you know, and all the stories have, no, they haven't been erased from my mind. I was about to say to protect the guilty, but no, they still there. So holla at me, Issa. Holla at me, Jazz. I got some shit.
Issa and Jazz, holla at Mahoney.
I really do have some. Man, our stories would be funny. All this shit. Look, I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, my God.
You had a flash.
The time we got hemmed up at the air lounge in fucking Oakland. And then just like some young dummies, we go to Chicken and Waffles after. Like the niggas wasn't going to show up there that we got into it with at the club. It's up the street and around the corner, people.
It's literally.
But anyway, you know what it is. There's always three sides to every story, and all of them are true. Good night, folks.
Peace.